Hey all, welcome back to our anonymous mystery. So far, we have covered the event, location, doctor, and Devin's parents. What we want to talk about next is the investigation and the coverage. We feel like these go hand in hand, but we want to break them up to look at how law enforcement investigated the disappearance and how the media covered it. The investigation really started prior to the hospital closing.
Yes, because that's when authorities started looking closer at what was going on. But that said, I don't know if the abuse was taken with the level of seriousness it should have been.
Not taken seriously enough, are you kidding? They shut the place down.
But after how many years? How many complaints? My question is, did the fact that this was a mental hospital play into how everything was investigated? Including Devin's disappearance?
That's a great question. Why don't you tell our listeners why you think it would matter?
Because there was, and very much still is, a stigma surrounding mental health. I mean, look at the first press conference the local police had following the disappearance. They said a mentally disturbed girl ran off. They used the term, ran off.
They did, yeah. I remember when we were watching the original news conference, both of us visibly shuddered when he said that.
Shit, that first press conference sounded more like a warning.
Exactly. Lock your doors, people of Pennsylvania. Someone is on the loose. It wasn't until the next day investigators used the term disappeared.
I wanted to fucking scream at that. Like you've used the most crucial hours to vilify your victim? Day one of the investigation was clearly tainted with bias. And I don't think it ever recovered.
Agreed. Because not only did that affect the sense of urgency investigators had, but it also affected how the public saw the case. Now, I know we're going to get more into this in the next episode, but those two words may have cost Devin her life.
Yeah, I think they did. Because not only did they paint Devin as dangerous, but the first 24 hours are the most important in a critical missing case. Shit, whether she was taken or not. She could have fallen down a well and people needed to be out looking for her, not locking the door.
Yep, and even when the state police and FBI got involved, they were just trying to do damage control, like some half-assed manhunt.
Just so they can say they tried.
They did a good show of trying to find her for a month or so, but after that, it felt like the FBI, who was in charge at that point, just quietly scaled back, like there were less and less updates. Until they just stopped in May of 99.
Which is quite suspicious, as that's about the time Shaw vanished.
Yeah, how was that for timing? So, needless to say, authorities completely botched this case. They set up the victim as a danger to society and pretty much didn't look for her during the most critical hours of the investigation.
Then they quietly packed up a few months later, and the case remains open to this day.
How's that for a cliffhanger? Well, we will have more on the media's role in the disappearance on the next episode. Again, thank you all so much for listening and continuing to engage with us and one another on the Devin is Missing site. Until next time, remember, somewhere out there is the truth behind what happened, and the person to uncover it might be you.